Well, greetings, everyone. Thank you so much for this opportunity to work with you today. It is Sunday. I am grateful, extremely grateful that you've taken this time to get your business to the next level. Please pardon my technical difficulty. And for those of you who know me, you know that I tell the truth. The technical difficulty this morning is Lynn Richardson. Because she is on the wrong time zone. For many of you who know, the past 2 weeks have been a little difficult. So many of you have heard the story of my beautiful, wonderful Grandma B. She passed a couple of weeks ago. And in the midst of funeral arrangements and so on, and traveling from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast and then back to the Central time zone, I am a little bit out of sorts. And so this whole entire time, I thought I had a little more time than I did. But thank God I had gotten up early, so I am ready for you. So let's just get right to it. The reason why we are having this call today is because I want you to change your mind. I want you to have an understanding of not only what a home-based business is, but why it is absolutely essential that each breathing human being has a home-based business. And let me tell you what I mean by each breathing human being. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about your spouse. I'm talking about your children. Which children might you ask? All of your children. How old are these children? Any child that is breathing. So if anybody here had a child 2 minutes ago, that child needs a home-based business as well. And the reason is because despite all of the controversy around number 45, despite all of the information that we have seen and heard, despite many of the things that we absolutely positively know are incredibly harmful, not only to us, but to the human race in general, let me tell you one thing that is right with this administration. It is this administration's interest, love for, love affair with, and favorable tax consideration for those who own a business. Now, let me tell you what I mean by those who own a business. Let me define that for you. It is everyone who owns a business. It is Oprah who owns a business. It is Michael Gates who owns a business. It is Lynn Richardson who owns a business. It is Sarah Jones who owns a business. Let me tell you what kind of business. Any business. So it doesn't matter if the business is the hospital at the end of the block that has 40,000 square feet of space available and a huge multi-billion-dollar operation, or your consulting business writing resumes for your neighbors that is in your living room on the cocktail table where you pull out your laptop computer. That, too, is a business. And the reason why you want to be in business is because the federal government loves to give businesses tax breaks. Let me explain this to you. I'm going to give you two examples. The first example I'm going to give you is for this woman who grew up and she had the idea that if she went to school and got a job and made, let's just say, $100,000 a year between she and her spouse or she alone or whatever the case may be, but she has done what she was supposed to do, she's gotten a good job, she has an education, she's trying to pay her bills, and she makes $100,000 a year. Now, this person's name, her first name is Give, her middle name is Money, and her last name is Away. So we are talking about Mrs. Give Money Away. Mrs. Give Money Away makes $100,000 a year. And because she does not have a business, her adjusted gross income on her 1040 tax return is roughly $88,000. Which means she's somewhere in the 24 to 27% tax bracket. So Miss Give Money Away, because she does not have any deductions from a home-based business or any kind of business for that matter, but I am specifically talking about a home-based business. Why am I talking about a home-based business? I am talking about a home-based business because the home-based business is the only kind of business that allows you to record your expenses from operating your home-based business on Schedule C of your 1040 tax return. You're going to understand what that means in just a moment. So because she has no deductions on Schedule C of her 1040 tax return, she's in the 27 to 28% tax bracket, and she gives money away every year. She pays the IRS way too much money. The IRS has specifically stated that if you have a business, including your home-based business, that you have access to 475 tax deductions. Let me count them. 1, 2, 3, 399, all the way up to 475 tax deductions. So she's going to spend a lot of money. And she still has to figure out how to pay for her cell phone bill, how to drive her car, how to send her children to school, or whatever the case may be. Now, let me give you the example of this next woman. This next woman always knew that even if she had a job, she would always have a side hustle. She would always have a home-based business because she has many different skills and talents. Skills and talents that people don't necessarily recognize as skills and talents, but skills and talents that she can use to operate a business. So, for example, this person, and I'm going to name her, her first name is Get, her middle name is Money, and her last name is Back. So this is Mrs. Get Money Back. Mrs. Get Money Back also makes $100,000 a year on her regular job, $100,000 a year. And so her total tax, when she looks at her 1040 Schedule C, it's going to look like this. The first thing that she's going to do is she's going to write off her tax deductions that are eligible for deduction because she runs a home-based business. Now, if you received the confirmation for this call, then one of the downloads that I asked you to download was the Common Tax Deductions Packet. So I'm going to ask you to open your Common Tax Deductions Packet, and I want you to take a look at it right now. The very first thing that you will see in the Common Tax Deduction Packet is it's telling you if you have a big refund or a big tax bill, it's telling you things that you can do to address that. We're not going to look at that page. I want you to keep moving past the W-4. I want you to keep moving past that page, and I want you to go somewhere around page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want you to go past page 5, past page 6. I want you to go to page 7 in your Common Tax Deduction Packet. Go to page 7. Now, the Common Tax Deduction Packet is not necessarily numbered, but I want you to count yourself, just like we learned in first grade. And I want you to look at the first page, second page, keep skipping all the way till you get to the seventh page. The seventh page says Common Tax Deductions. So these are the things that Get Money Back, Mrs. Get Money Back, knows that she can deduct in her home-based business. Let's start with number one. Number one, her car and truck expenses. What car and truck expenses am I talking about? Well, she has a monthly car note that she pays, and the amount of interest that she pays on that monthly car note is $400 per month. So $400 per month times 12 months equals $4,800. So she's going to write off, she's going to deduct the $4,800 that she pays in interest on her car note. But that's just the beginning, because she also pays insurance for that same vehicle. The insurance that she pays is $200 per month. So $200 per month times 12 months is another $2,400. So first she has a tax write-off of $4,800 for the interest that she pays. Then she has another deduction for the insurance that she pays, which is another $2,400. Oh, and guess what? She has to drive the car every month. And when she drives the car every month, she has to buy gasoline for the car. So on a monthly basis, she spends roughly $300 a month on gasoline. That's roughly $75 a week. $300 a month times 12 months is another $3,600 a year that she spends on gas. Now, here's the deal about this. Give Money Away spends the same amount of money every single month that Get Money Back does. Mrs. Give Money Away is spending money on a car note. Mrs. Give Money Away is spending money on gasoline. Mrs. Give Money Away is spending money on insurance. But the difference between Mrs. Give Money Away and Mrs. Get Money Back is this. Mrs. Give Money Away gives that money away. That's it. Mrs. Get Money Back gets this money back because she takes the $4,800, the $2,400, and the $3,600, and now she has another $10,800 in deductible expenses to place on her tax return, and that's just for driving her car. So this is what I want you to understand. This is just one example of the items that you can deduct. Oh, let's not mention the oil changes that she gets on her car that cost $200 per quarter. Let's not forget the registration and taxes that she pays annually on her car to the DMV or the Secretary of State because she wants to continue to drive the car and to drive it legally. All of those count as deductible car and truck expenses that she now gets to list on Schedule C of her 1040 tax return. Let's go down to travel. Every year, both Miss Give Money Away and Miss Give Money Back, they go to their family reunion. Every year, they go to some other type of trip. Every year, they take trips. They either get on an airplane and they fly, and then they land and they get a taxi or they get a rental car and they get a hotel room. Then they have to eat. They do all these things when they take their trips. Well, guess what? Miss Give Money Away takes vacations. Miss Give Money Away goes to family reunions. Miss Give Money Away goes to class reunions. But let me tell you what Miss Get Money Back does. Miss Get Money Back never takes vacations. Miss Get Money Back never goes to family reunion trips for the purposes of a family reunion trip. And Miss Get Money Back does not go to reunions for the purposes of a reunion. Miss Get Money Back always takes business trips. Let me repeat. Miss Get Money Back always takes business money trips because the IRS says that if your intent is to conduct business, for your home-based business, and your intent is in that business is to earn a profit. Now, let me remind you, I said your intent is to earn a profit. You don't have to actually make a profit. You just have to have the intention of making one. Miss Get Money Back, every time she takes a trip, she adds all of those expenses. She adds her airfare. She adds her hotel expense. She adds her cab fare. She adds her meals. And guess what? The IRS says it's okay to go to the family reunion while you are on a business trip. The IRS says it's okay to go to your class reunion while you are on a business trip. The IRS says it's okay to have some leisure time at the resort, go to the pool, go to the Disney World, or whatever it is that you want to do. The IRS says it's okay for you to do that as long as your primary purpose of the trip is for business. Now, one of the beautiful things about taking a trip is more than half of your time has to be spent conducting business. But here's a way to get around that. If you fly on a Friday and you return on a Monday, then Saturday and Sunday do not count as your business days. So you get to still go to the family reunion. You still get to go to the picnics. You still get to go to all of those things. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of the travel and exactly how you document today. The purposes of this call is to show you how Get Money Back, Miss Get Money Back, gets all of her money back. So Miss Get Money Back spends roughly $3,000 per year in travel. Let's add that up to her list of items that she is going to include in the expense section on Schedule C of her 1040 tax return, where she reports both her income and her expenses from her home-based business. Now let's go down to communications. We are on the common tax deduction page of the download that I sent to you in your registration, and we are on page 7. Now let me tell you how easy this is. So I mentioned to you 475 tax deductions, but today I'm probably only going to talk to you about 6 or 7. And of those 6 or 7, I'm going to show you how Miss Get Money Back gets back more than half of her taxable income because she understands that the government loves businesses, including home-based businesses, and will give you lots of tax write-offs and considerations for having a business. Now let's go down to communication. Both Miss Give Money Away and Miss Give Money Back have a cell phone. Both Miss Give Money Away and Miss Give Money Back have cable, internet, home landline. Both Miss Give Money Away and Miss Give Money Back have multiple means of communicating with the world. The difference between Miss Give Money Away and Miss Give Get Money Back is that Miss Give Money Away simply gives that money away. How much are they spending on communications? Miss Give Money Away is spending $200 on cell phone bills because she's got to get the new iPhone, whatever they have coming out, or the new Galaxy Note or whatever it is. So in addition to the bill, she's also paying a lease payment on that particular phone. That's $200 a month. That's $2,400 a year. So for her cell phone alone, that's $2,400. The internet, cable, landline bundle at home is also another $150 a month. So that's roughly $1,800 a year. And let's just take those two expenses right there. That is another $4,200. So Miss Give Money Away uses her cell phone for personal reasons and uses her cable and internet that she doesn't even watch most of the time, and she gives all that money away, not to mention Netflix, Hulu, and all the other subscriptions. So she gives this money away. Miss Get Money Back, however, her cell phone is for business purposes. She uses that cell phone for business purposes. And one of the other reasons why we know she uses it for business purposes is because even when she talks to her family members, because her family members work in her home-based business as well, she talks to them about business on that same cell phone. So Miss Get Money Back gets back to $2,400 that she spends on her cell phone bill. She gets back the $1,800 that she spends on her internet cable bundle, because let me tell you why. Miss Get Money Back also likes interior design. And so at home all day on her television screen is the HGTV channel, because she is always thinking about her business. She is always conducting business, always thinking about business, and always finding ways to improve her business, always finding ways to enhance her business. So even though the other members of her household use that same television and they may Netflix and chill and do whatever else that they do, the reason why Miss Get Money Back gets her money back is because she is the one who's paying the bill, and her intention and use for those items is for business. Her internet she uses for business. Her landline, she keeps a fax machine at home for her business. So she gets to write off the entire amount of money that she's spending there. Now let's go to interest. Any interest that Miss Give Money Away is paying on items that she purchased in her business using her credit cards or for any reason, she gives that money away. Miss Get Money Back gets that money back. Now let's talk about wages. This is the one I absolutely love the most. We are talking about why it makes sense to have a home-based business, and I am trying to show you the difference between Miss Give Money A or Mr. Give Money Away, okay, and Miss Get Money Back or Mr. or Mrs. Get Money Back. The difference between the two is Miss Give Money Away does not understand tax laws and Miss Get Money Back does. That's the difference between the two. And so Miss Get Money Back understands that it is in her best interest to have a home-based business. Why? Because the only way to get to the next level in life is to do three things, and you must do all three of them simultaneously. If you want to end your battle with money for good, if you want to build wealth for your family, if you want to have money for the next generation, if you want to take your entire life and how you think about life and what you do with money to the next level, every person who is listening to this must do these three things. Number one, you must spend less money. Number two, you must get more money. How do you get more money? You get more money through multiple streams of income. One stream of income is hazardous to your wealth. If you only have one stream of income and that stream of income disappears, And for those of you who think, oh, well, I have a pension, guess what? Pension funds dry up. Let me repeat, pension funds dry up. The day that you get a call or a letter that says you will no longer get your pension because the pension fund was underfunded and we can no longer pay you what we promised, and the day is approaching. We don't know when. God willing, I don't want it to happen. But the point is, if you have one stream of income, it is hazardous to your wealth. So the way to get more money is to have multiple streams of income. The second way is to create passive income from activities that do not require your involvement, like investing in the stock market, which I'll talk to you about much later on an entirely different Lynn Richardson Live. And the third way to get more money is to have a business that runs so well that someone wants to purchase it from you for many more dollars than you spent creating it, like Facebook. They spent X number of dollars creating Facebook, and one day somebody wanted to buy in for hundreds of billions of dollars. So that's the point. So the first thing you must do is spend less money. The next thing you must do is get more money. And the third thing you must absolutely do is get your money back. And this is what I'm talking about. If you are in the business of giving money away, you cannot be financially free. If you are so afraid of the IRS that you won't get educated, you will not be financially free. If you are too lazy to do the work, then you will not be financially free. I remember having this conversation with a group of women, beautiful, intelligent, wonderful women, who were all trying to get to the next level financially. And after spending an entire day explaining the tax code, one of the ladies raised her hand and said, "Is there another way that I could be financially free?" Because she, quite frankly, didn't want to do the work. Well, let me help you understand something. Getting your money straight is hard work. Getting your money back is hard work. Documenting your expenses legally, ethically, and morally every single day. Do you understand that every single time I spend a penny, one penny, let's not even mention a dollar or 10 or 100 or 1,000, every time I spend one penny, I ask myself, can I get it back? If the answer is no, chances are I won't spend that penny. The only exception to that rule is when I am in the grocery store buying groceries for my family at home. That's usually the only time I cannot get that money back. However, if I am in the grocery store buying groceries for a gathering that's going to take place at my house, then I get that money back, because anytime there's a gathering at my house, it's a dinner party. It's a business dinner party. It is not just coming over to play cards. Now, we may play cards at the dinner party. However, every time I have a gathering at my home, it is a business dinner party, and I discuss business. We discuss many other things, but we also discuss business. So here's where the wages come into play. Everybody who knows anybody who is breathing has a potential employee. Let me repeat, everybody who knows anybody who is breathing has a potential employee. Let's start with your children. The IRS in Publication 15, and if you go through this common tax deduction packet, you will see Publication 15 in here, and I'm going to do a training on each one of these publications at another time. But IRS Publication 15 says that you can hire your family members in your business. Number one, you can hire your children. You can hire each child. Now, here's the deal. Miss Give Money Away is spending money on tuition for her daughter. She is also spending money on cheerleading, ballet, school clothes, school supplies, and every time she takes her daughter anywhere, she has to pay for everything. So does Miss Get Money Back and Mr. Get Money Back. The difference between Mr. and Mrs. Give Money Away and Mr. and Mrs. Get Money Back is Mr. and Mrs. Give Money Away pay the child care center directly. They pay the school directly. They pay the cheerleading organizers directly, and they just give that money away. The difference between them and Mr. and Mrs. Get Money Back is Mr. and Mrs. Get Money Back hire Get Money Back Junior. They hire their children to work in their home-based business. and they pay the child the money that they were going to spend anyway. And because they pay the child, that is now another $12,000 in additional deductions per child that they get to write on their Schedule C of their 1040 tax return. And then the child then pays the school from the child's account. The child then pays for the cheerleading clothes. The child then pays for the football practice lessons. The child then pays for the piano lessons. And that's how you get your money back. So let's just go over the deductions right now for Get Money Back. First, there were $4,800 in interest expenses on the car loan. Then there were $2,400 in insurance expenses. Then there was another $3,600 in gas. Then there was $2,400 a year on travel. Let's just say that's the number there. Then there was $2,400 a year on the cell phone. Then there was another $1,800 a year spent on the cable bundle at home. Then there was interest. Let's just say there's $1,200 a year in interest because there's $100 per month spent in interest on something. This is an example. And then there are wages. Mr. and Mrs. Get Money Back have two children. And so they write off $12,000 per child. So that's another $24,000. So I'm going to do the math as I would like you to do the math right now while we're speaking. I am doing the math. And this is what I have come up with. I have come up with $4,800 plus $2,400 plus $3,600 plus $2,400 plus $2,400 plus $1,800 plus $1,200 plus $12,000 plus $12,000. That's $42,600 and deductible business expenses. Now, let me tell you what happened to Miss Get Money Back. Miss Get Money Back made $100,000 that year. What Miss Get Money Back gets to do is to take the $42,000 in expenses, and that year she had a loss. Because in her business, in her first year in her business, Miss Get Money Back did not make any income. And if she made any income, it was very little. Now, what people who are afraid of usually ask, they say, oh, my God, is this legal? It is perfectly legal to spend money in your business but not make any. Let me give you an example. Let's decide that Burger King decided to open a restaurant. And they decided to open a restaurant at the end of your block. In order to open the restaurant, they have to spend money. What do they have to spend money on? Well, they have to buy the land, or they have to lease it from whoever owns it. Then they have to build the place. So they had to pay for blueprints and maps and construction workers and bricks and paint and all those things. Then they had to buy furniture to put in the place. Then they had to hire people to work in the building. So the day that they opened on January 1st of 2019, they had already spent $2 million in expenses before they made one. Let me repeat. They had already spent $2 million in expenses before they made even $1. So the answer is yes. You can deduct expenses even before you make any money in your business. The question that the IRS will ask you if you are ever in an audit, they will say, is this a business or a hobby? And you will say it is absolutely a business. And then they will ask you this question. Now, everything that I learned about a home-based business and running one and tax laws, most of you all already know that I learned from Sandy Bakken, who used to work for the IRS as an IRS attorney. He used to train all the auditors, so he is an expert in not only tax law, but specifically how the IRS works. Mr. Bakken left the IRS many, many, many years ago, and all he does is train people like you and I. So when people see me speaking about money, you think I'm smart. I'm not smart. I just got an education, and I learned the laws. And I have been learning from Mr. Bakken since 2008, so it's over 11 years for me. So Mr. Bakken says this, If you are ever in an IRS audit and they ask you how long you work in your home-based business, this is your answer. And I want everybody to write this down. Your answer is all day long like a dog. That's your answer. If you are ever asked how often or how long or how many hours do you work in your home-based business, you say all day long like a dog. Let me prove it to you. I work in my home-based business all day long like a dog every day. I'm always thinking of a way to speak to people, to educate them, to communicate them, to grow my business, to get some knowledge, to get another book, to watch another program, to take another business trip. I am always working on my business. I am always thinking about my business because my husband works in my business, my children work in my business, everybody works in my business. I'm also always talking about business. So the point that I'm making to you is this. You must learn to get your money back. And if you want to get your money back, if you want to get the most possible money back, the way to do that is to start with your home-based business, which is your sole proprietorship or your joint partnership with your spouse. Let me repeat. A home-based business that you get to deduct on Schedule C of your 1040 tax return is your sole proprietorship or your joint partnership with your spouse. It cannot be a joint partnership with your best friend, your BFF from kindergarten. It cannot be a joint partnership with your home girl. It cannot be a joint partnership with your golf buddy. It has to be a joint partnership with your spouse that you file on Schedule C of your 1040 tax return. Now, you don't have to have a joint partnership with your spouse. I have been married to my husband for almost 25 years. I have my own home-based business. He has his own home-based business. Mine is a sole proprietorship. His is a sole proprietorship. So the big question that everybody asks is, what about my LLC or my corporation and all those other businesses? Do those businesses later. The end. That's my answer to that. The first business that you need to master is your home-based business or your sole proprietorship. Why? Because many of the tax deductions that I just talked to you about, some of them can only be deducted on your Schedule C of your 1040 tax return to give you a direct benefit. What is the direct benefit I'm talking about? Get your money back, made $100,000. She now has $42,600 in expenses. That means she has $58,000, roughly $57,400 in taxable income, which means she has significantly reduced the amount of money that she owes the IRS. This is the game changer, ladies and gentlemen, and this is just the beginning. The very first year that I learned from Sandy Botkin, and I followed this common tax deduction expense sheet, and I tracked every single penny that I spent, and I tracked every single dime that I spent, and I put it in my Excel spreadsheet, I went from writing off $20,000 a year to writing off $80,000 a year. Let me repeat. I went from writing off $20,000 to $80,000. It completely shifted my entire tax structure, and I have never been able to look back since. Now, the last thing I'm going to say to you is this. I am not saying that you should not have a LLC or a corporation. What I'm saying to this is this. Everyone should have a home-based business. What is a home-based business? A home-based business is simply a sole proprietorship that you operate from home or that you manage from home. So what if you are an Uber driver? As an Uber driver, you are an independent contractor. And, yes, you must go out of the home to execute the work, but you manage it from your home. You take your appointments from home. You set up your schedule from home. You may have a computer at home or whatever the case may be. The point is, it is not a business that you run from an office someplace else. Let me repeat. It is not a business that you run in an office from someplace else. What can everybody do? Every single person who is breathing, everybody can be a consultant in their home-based business. What can you be a consultant at? You can be a consultant at anything that you do well. If you braid hair, if you cook, if you write resumes, if you teach, if you're a life coach, if you are a tutor, whatever it is that you do, it doesn't mean that all of the work gets conducted in the home. It means that you manage it from the home. That's what a home-based business slash sole proprietorship is. Now, when do you do an LLC and when do you do a corporation? You set up an LLC and or corporation first when you have the money to do so. Let me repeat. Many people who want to take advantage of the services that I have and or the books and the training, most of you move forth full steam ahead. But I get a few emails from time to time when people say, I can't afford to buy the book. The book is $20. If you can't afford to buy the book, the truth is you can't afford not to buy the book. Because I promise you, I'm going to teach you something in that book that's going to help you keep another $100. But if you keep doing what you always did, you will get what you always got. So the goal is to go to the next level. If you want to do an LLC or a corporation, you need to wait until you can hire an attorney and a CPA and do those businesses properly. I want you to set them up properly. I want the paperwork to be filed correctly. I want your bank statements and your bank accounts to be properly audited for the IRS. And those are businesses that you are operating that have a higher risk. Let me give you an example. You cannot run a dental practice as a home-based business. There's too much liability. There's way too much liability. You want to run that as a corporation or an LLC in case you get sued. If you get sued, they will not be able to penetrate you personally. They will come after the business. That's what I mean. You want the corporate shield of protection when you have an LLC or a corporation, and you want that for your more risky businesses. Now, you may say, well, Lynn, but I want my business at home to be an LLC. That's fine. You can have multiple businesses. I have multiple businesses. My home-based business, it's just that. I use it strategically for the purpose of being able to write off every possible dollar I can. But I also have an S-Corp. That's my financial services business where I actually do things like prepare taxes and, you know, execute certain financial transactions for people. That's all under my S corporation. It's under my S corporation because I need more protection there. But as a speaker, a teacher, a trainer, I don't need the protection, so all of that activity falls under my home-based business. Let me say this to you, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close the conversation with this, and then I'm going to take your emails and your questions for the next 2 hours. So if you shoot me a communication, I will, and you can go to Ask Lynn to ask me any questions. I will send you back any answers that you have because you should have much more clarity right now about why this is so important. But now you have the functions, and what I'm going to do on the next Lynn Richardson Live, it won't take place next week, but it's very possible that it will be the week after. But on the next Lynn Richardson Live, I'm going to go through each one of the areas that we talked about so you can learn how to document things properly. I'm going to give you spreadsheets. I'm going to give you all kinds of things. But this is the thing that I want you to understand. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. In addition to spending less money, getting more money, and getting your money back, you must understand that you cannot do this alone. You cannot do this alone. It is not possible to do it alone. There is no one who does it alone. There is no one who builds Rome alone. There is no one who builds $1 million brand, $100 million brand, or $1 billion brand. There is no one who does it alone, and you can't either. That means you've got to make a decision to be in business for real. And a business is not a one-man band. A one-man band is a job. It's a job that will keep you imprisoned and in shackles for the rest of your life. Being in business means you grow up. Being in business means you show up. Being in business means you keep getting educated. Being in business means you might get hurt, you might get disappointed, you might get cheated on, cheated with, or lied to, but being in business means you get over it. And you learn from your mistakes, and you grow, and you go to the next level, and you keep moving on. My husband explained it to me this way. because I can tend to be a jack of all trades, and I can master many of them. I can do many, many, many different things in my business, and I can do all of them well. I can do many, many different things in my business, and I'm an expert in many areas, and I train lots of people. But this is what my husband said to me. He said, Prince knew how to play all the instruments in the band, but when it was concert time, you can't do it. He'd look like he'd look crazy. Same thing with you. You may be able to play all of the instruments, and I talk about it, that in my book, The Symphony, how to balance multiple streams of income, how to create and balance multiple streams of income, but you can't do it alone. So I want you to get a team. One of the documents that's in your registration for today is the journal. The journal, you can download it right now, get your spiral notebook, start to track your expenses. There's daily motivation. There's separation between your personal and your business. And if you don't get that, get something. But I am encouraging you to not operate like Miss Give Money Away or Mr. Give Money Away. I want you to operate like Mr. and Mrs. Get Your Money Back. Thank you so much for your time. I'll talk to you on the next Lynn Richardson Live. God bless you.